This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yesterday afternoon, Lima had put something out. Twitter reactions brought to you by Chabon Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. As yesterday, we were talking about the Cavs. We had a lot of conversation about the Cavs yesterday. Hear a lot of that 92.3thefan.com. We're about to go off of Cavs now. And he wrote, in the last week, Garland jaws with fan in the crowd courtside after winner. Allen's bone-crushing screen. Tristan almost incites a fight in garbage time. Cavs shedding that quote-unquote soft label they had developed in the last few playoffs, ? And there are plenty of people calling them thick tough guys.
Yeah, which I wondered where fans were at right now, because we've been looking for what is the identity of the Cavs. And the identity of the Cavs is just ass kickers. They just win. They just dominate. But there hasn't really been something to sink your teeth into, because they're not built like the traditional teams that go out and dominate to the level that they are. And if you checked last night, Oklahoma City lost, so they are tied for the best record in the NBA.
Yes.
Normally, the teams with the best record in the NBA, we have an identity for them. When it was the Warriors all those years, it was Steph, and then they added Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Okay, obviously, you go back in the history of the NBA, whether it was Kobe and Shaq or the Tim Duncan-led, you know, Popovich-led San Antonio Spurs. You had an easy way to explain who these teams were. And I asked you, and I've been asking Cavs fans, what are the ways that you would describe this Cavs team, this Cavs experience? And it's funny, because everybody had a different answer. Like, they really did. It was, we're the deepest team in the league. Kenny Atkinson's Cavs. Evan Mobley making
the lead.
Well, now
you're asking almost a different question.
Darius Garland. Well, I've been searching for a way for people to talk about this Cavs team, and I get 20 different ways to describe them, and I'm like, man, that is different from most championship teams or teams that are looking for a championship.
Well,
and so I wonder.
I think that this is a deeper study than what I meant for it to be.
So I didn't mean to throw you off, but I did wonder if all of these actions over the last literal week, are the Cavs sick and tired of being told, you're a regular season team. You've been soft in the playoffs. You've accomplished nothing in the postseason. You had the embarrassing loss to the Knicks a couple of years ago, and then you almost had an embarrassing loss to the Magic last year, and you were banged up and whatever. They have not had any postseason success whatsoever, and in quite fairly, you've been pushed around a little bit come playoff time. Are these Cavs trying to shed those labels?
You mark this stuff. I can't call this a coincidence. I mean, they were called, and you go back to Jared Allen last year. I mean, good God, his own coach called him soft. Yeah. In so many words, maybe this
ex-coach.
Is. Well, yeah, but at the time, his coach, Kenny Atkinson did not call him soft. JB Bickerstaff, in so many words, called him soft because of the whole shot thing and things like that in the playoffs. Maybe this is, you know, maybe they, because I go back, remember Kevin Garnett on that podcast, we played that audio yesterday, This is from Kevin Garnett's show with Matt Barnes. I mean, one trade, listen to this, because there's a point to be made out here. Here's Kevin Garnett, the Hall of Famer.
You talking about a secret weapon, dog? Man, when I saw this.
This was a steal of the trade.
Yeah, man,
for
this
me.
Is this. Listen, Cleveland Cavaliers won the trade. Mm-hmm. The Cavs are in the conversation. It is a serious threat, bro. Mm-hmm. The Cleveland Cavaliers
have
entered the conversation, bro. This is the best star lineup in the league. Cleveland is back, bro. They think they can win it, bro. And ain't no Boston what, bro. They finna get real disrespectful,
as
bro.
They should.
They got confidence. Like I'm seeing it, bro.
And they've been built the right way. I like
they
that,
have.
Too.
Cavs have played two games with DeAndre Hunter. They're talking about the DeAndre Hunter, right? Mm. So going into that, they were 42-10. You're telling me a 42-10 team just now are finals contenders to a Hall of Famer like Kevin Garnett? Maybe that plays in. Not that they're listening to Kevin Garnett per se, and now they're being tough guys. I mean, you go back to last week, but maybe they are looking at going. There's an identity that you do have to forge, and there's going to be guys like who. You expect to be a little bit tougher who go out there and police the floor against some of your players. And it can't all be Donovan. It just can't be Donovan Mitchell and everybody else.
And we did think, not that there were any
even
huge
LeBron
skirmishes or whatever, but like George Niang was considered one of those guys. Well, he's gone now. He's no longer playing. In fact, boy, have you seen him and LeVert play well in Atlanta so far?
Might end up playing them in the postseason, you said yesterday.
Which who could who might we be matched up with in the first round of the playoffs this year? Could be Atlanta. But either way, we love the deal. We love the Hunter move.
Yeah.
We are very excited about what that could bring, whether it's the starting lineup, I know there was a big discussion yesterday, or the closing lineups.
Yeah.
But ultimately, like, this Cavs team has been so dominant from the start of the year till now, and then they just add DeAndre Hunter. Like, in every essence of the term, they are contenders. But yet, will anybody really pick them to beat Boston? And do they need to start showing a different kind of toughness? Do they need to show it? Because they have been that team that's embodied everything you want them to look like.
Come out and say it then. 216-474-0092. Do you think they're tough? You.
Well, I haven't seen it in the playoffs.
I can't guarantee they're tough yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen
that
at all in the playoffs. In a regular season, it's one thing when you're dominating the Toronto Raptors and up 20 to be jawing, or when you're beating teams with game winners, you know, that aren't on the same level as you. You know they're going to be measured against the best teams.
Yes.
And they had a rough stretch when they had Houston twice, even though they wouldn't play Houston, obviously, until you'd get to the NBA Finals. Oklahoma City, in a game you got throttled by them, and they didn't even have their two big men.
Yeah.
And the Boston Celtics, last time they played them, Boston really controlled that game throughout, even though they scared them.
Well, I didn't see
late.
A lot of, yeah, but I didn't see a lot of, because I thought Evan Mobley played tougher, quote-unquote, as the series went on. I didn't
Boston.
See much, yes,
yeah,
Boston.
Yeah.
I didn't see much quote-unquote needed toughness. I'm going to stop saying quote-unquote now. That's been twice. But you go back to that Knicks series, like Mitchell Robinson and the things that were said. That stuck in a lot of people's craw then. But that was a long time ago. Now you're a great basketball team that you do have the best record again in the NBA right now.
Tied with OKC, yeah.
But I can't come out and just say we're tough guys now, because I think a lot of people around the league thought what Tristan Thompson did was dumb. So that's not something to me that proves toughness. I think that
was weird, too.
It was just an insane gesture to do at the end of a first half of a season of a 21-point blowout, another 21-point blowout, because they've been blowing everybody out. I think that they're a young, talented, up-and-coming team, and that's their identity. Toughness is such an earned label. Jalen Brunson coming from Dallas, going to New York, taking the bull by the horns there, bringing everybody along with him. You know, the Josh Hart stuff, the getting rid of Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, as I mentioned before. You know, they're seen as toughness. I think to their fan base, it's kind of going back to Charles Oakley and Patrick Ewing and John Starks and the 90s Knicks. That's an easy team to get behind, even if it's not the quote-unquote most talented. I did it again. I'm sorry. I got to send it out now. Maybe the most talented out of the group. Because I would say I feel the Cavs are more talented. I feel that the Celtics are more talented. And certainly, I mean, if Chet Holmgren could stay healthy, I think that Oklahoma City would certainly be more talented than those teams. But toughness is a hell of a badge and honor for a fan base. This is a great, talented basketball team, but I don't see them as a bunch of tough guys. I don't think they're going to wilt like a flower, but I think that they can be tough.
Well, I remember last year.
They just haven't proven it yet.
Mo Wagner was getting under the skin of our entire team, and I don't know. Do you necessarily need that? Like, obviously, Golden State, they had the elite shot-making, playmaking. They also had Draymond Green running around setting screens and getting under everyone's skin. And then they had Iguodala, who was a fierce perimeter defender, role player. You know, who is going to be that on this team? Like, I really like DeAndre Hunter. That's not really been his MO over the years. Jared Allen is somebody who that's supposed to be him, right? If you've already got a big man and somebody who's coming alive like Evan Mobley, you know, Jared Allen, but Jared Allen, that's never really been his mindset. That's why it was so uncharacteristic to see him come back and retaliate to set that screen the way he did.
Well, maybe he's capable of it. We're just starting to see the brunt of it.
Because he did, at the end of that series, to have JB Bickerstaff kind of name him without naming him, like he was taking a shot. And he's been with Jared Allen all these years.
Yes.
Jared Allen seems like a fun guy, a fun-spirited guy, an interesting guy to talk to or hang out with. You've never thought of him as that guy, the muscle.
But when Jared Allen does something like that, at that point he says, I'm not going to sit back and take this anymore. And I think on a 40-plus win basketball team that's going to win 60 this year, now would be the time to do it. They have it in them. They're going to have to bring it out. Because, again, if you run into the Knicks, damn it, we're going to bring up a lot of the same old stuff we brought up 2 years ago. Is this Cavs team tough? 216-474-0092. Do you believe that they're tough guys? Are they becoming tough guys?
Have you been playing this all morning? Yeah. What the hell is this?
I know what it is.
You haven't heard this? You don't know this new hot song?
We've been waiting for you to notice this.
It's been
this.
Every segment, and I'm like, that doesn't sound like any music bed that we would normally have. I kind of like it, but it does not sound like the show.
No, it doesn't. Well, it's Valentine's Day, so you might have thought
it was
sexy.
You're telling me this song doesn't sound like our show? Because I've heard this on our show for weeks now.
You gonna tell me what it is?
No.
You want me to tell you?
Could you?
I want you to take one guess. It ties in with our show.
Yes, it does.
It's something that we've been dealing with for weeks on our show.
Okay.
It's a topic that especially not only our show, but the afternoon show has spent several hours on this week.
We should let them listen to it again. Let him listen to it. Name why he's playing it. Lima, let him listen to it again.
Is this like a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee?
Probably in about 25 years.
Maybe someday.
He'll probably be a two-time Hall of Famer.
Oh, okay.
Right here in the city of Cleveland. Probably go from Cleveland to Cleveland. Maybe even Cleveland to Canton. Do you have any clue who it is yet?
No idea.
Reminds me of Slow Jams.
It does.
By Twista.
Yeah, you're right. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, can't say the other one now.
The review I read on it said early Kanye.
No.
And that was Twista, Kanye.
Jay Ellis. Yeah.
When you find out who this is, you are going to hate that comparison.
I'm going to give it to you here with
a little
bit of
lyrics. Because if he turns into late-stage Kanye, you are not going to like it. Blah, blah, blah.
We can do that 20 years from now.
Okay, let's go.
That's not Twista. That's more Future.
It's Sloa.
It's more Marble Mouth.
You haven't heard the voice yet?
Keep going.
No,
can't wait till he finds out.
Here you go. Here you go.
Life is complicated when you count this paper. Yeah. Girl, I wanna see you, but I'll see you later. Yeah. There's too much going on.
You don't know yet?
What the hell is this?
Can I tell him? Do you want to tell him or do you want me to tell him? You, Owen, you know what? It was your idea. You tell him. I want to see his face. Hold on. Let me videotape it. Get video of his face when he finds out who it is, Keith. Here we go.
This is your potential future Cleveland Browns quarterback, number 2 overall pick.
Will Howard?
No.
This Will Howard?
No, it's not Will Howard.
No, it's not Will Howard.
That was a good one. Shedeur Sanders.
It's Shedeur Sanders.
No.
Yes, it
and
is.
Two friends. Shedeur Sanders and two guys I don't know.
So is he singing or is he rapping? Or
He's rapping.
This is Shedeur right here.
The one that sounds like Future?
Yes.
Girl, I know you love me, but you know I can't date you. Yeah. You know I'm a rich, I ain't got no neighbors.
I like that. Was this the Well Done audio or the what? Excuse me.
This is from Well Done Media.
Well Done Media.
Put the video out. It's called Life. It just dropped yesterday.
I would like to thank Well Done Media for editing it on their own.
Yes. PG version?
Yes.
They have done all of the, because I wouldn't have had time. We wouldn't have played it
today. Okay, has he been in music? Has he?
So he has the song that they were supposed to play every time he scored a touchdown.
Now, that's hearsay. That's hearsay.
Right. Instead of the marching band?
That's hearsay.
Nobody
instead
wants
of the fight song.
Nobody wants to see that buffalo run around. They want to hear Shadur.
But could this be the new fight song for the Cleveland Browns?
Bring it in.
Okay, so I like that he's
but we smash a guitar to that song.
I like that he's got a lot of talents. I like that he's got a lot of hobbies, things he's into.
I saw the video. He's standing on a beach. I thought it was Euclid Beach.
It's not Edgewater.
Enjoy it.
What do we think, Mitch? Is that your type of music?
I think Nick Wilson would say certified banger.
Is it a banger?
I can't say that. I'm too damn old to say words like that.
Now we have to understand today's quarterbacks. Today's quarterbacks have a bunch of schools they played at, a bunch of NIL money.
Yeah.
They have campaigns, marketing campaigns.
They don't care about across the field. They care about this.
It's not like the old days. In the old days, you would say this guy seems distracted. This guy couldn't stay at one school.
Oh, I think there's plenty of people would like to call in and say that this guy seems distracted.
But isn't all that out the window now with all the quarterbacks?
Well.
Aren't
you think?
Don't they all have a bunch of interests? It's a different generation, right? They're not just all football players and that's it.
Well, Miles knows how to play piano. Remember?
I actually forgot that.
I know we drafted Chad Thomas. That's not a very good...
Maybe Chad Thomas could come back and produce.
Yeah. He could do that. We already have Wolfie, but could Chad Thomas come and be the celebrity DJ?
That's right.
Will he flip off all of the crowd as part he runs?
If you're driving on your way to Berea, guys, these are free ideas. You can have them, courtesy of us.
Part of the alumni program.
Yeah. Here you go. All right, is it a good song or is it a bad song? Do you not like the song? Okay,
Does it change your thoughts of what you want the Browns to do?
Yeah. Wait, do you think there's actually going to be a fan that's going to say, focus on your football?
Yeah. Hell yeah, there will be.
There are enough hours in the day to have different interests.
I don't know. Kyler Murray spent all his time playing video games. That became a big problem. I mean, if he spends all his time in the recording studio, if he's always in Muscle Shoals and he's not in Cleveland getting ready for the season, what are you going to do, Tone?
Yeah. help me out here. Has anybody seen the Deion Sanders reality show?
No.
Okay. And then he has the talk show, too. I want to know if Shador Sanders is on that stuff, too.
That the one on Tubi?
Well, the Tubi is the talk show, but Deion Sanders had a production company and following them around the last few years. I want to know how much does that take up some of the time? Because Shador seems to be involved in a lot of different things.
Can you play some more?
I think we're good.
Yeah. No. Oh, we're good. We're good?
Yeah, I think we're good. But I just want to make sure that we were taken care of with the royalties and everything.
You don't want them coming after you.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. If he's here, if he becomes our second overall draft pick,
then you play the hell out of
him,
right?
Then play the Kingdom Come.
Goodbye, Michael Stanley. Hello, Shadur Sanders.
We'll put down the whole demo.
Does not have the same thing when we yell Super Bowl, Super Bowl.
Now, can you test it out?
Do you want to test it out? Super Bronze and maybe some Shador.
Well, I was going to say...
It all rhymes.
I was going to say Zach Morris was able to put down three songs while he was in high school.
I didn't need him to save the Browns, though. I need Shador Sanders to save the Browns. Yeah. Here we go.
Super Bowl Browns!
Yeah! Not bad.
And lowered all my wheels because they feel so spacious. Yeah. When you come around, girl, you'll never
All right, let me ask you this. When you come around, it ain't no baby. Anybody that thought he wouldn't want to play for the Browns wouldn't want to come to Cleveland.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He understands that this city created mega, mega radio hits.
Yes, we did.
Now, there was a lot of stuff
from
going
on. Alan Freed to Shador Sanders.
There was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
Don't you worry about that.
Have to be lectured about from lawyers in today's media world. But would that change his mind if we could make him a music superstar here in Northeast Ohio like we have so many other recording artists over the years? I mean, check out the history. There is a reason we have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here. So, all of a sudden, any of the thought that he wouldn't want to come play?
I ain't gonna lie to you.
In Cleveland,
I think I like the song.
It's growing on you.
I think I like the song. I don't think I ever hated it. I'm telling you right now, I think I like the song. I can envision myself at 17 years old driving down Lincoln Way / West Tusk in Canton, Ohio, with like a system, and like you hear this and the boom, like you don't feel that. The subs up in the window.
Yeah,
you don't put the subs in the trunk. In Canton, you put the subs up in the window.
Yeah, so
back window. That's how you do it.
Here's part of the issue. I can't discount any of these guys
Canton,
that do the rap and their own. You know, they incorporate their own hooks onto it. Because if I would have told you 20 years, if I would have played Drake 25 years ago, people were like, "Well, he can't sing, but he gets to sing now."
Well, he was on Degrassi.
Same thing. Kanye. Kanye can't sing, but Kanye became huge. When putting his own hooks on his own songs. So why can't this be the case? So I'm not a good judge of this thing. When you count this
paper, yeah. Girl, makes you want to dance on a Valentine's Day. Yeah. It's too much going on, girl, just do me a favor.
Yeah. Girl, I know you love me, but you know I can't date you. Yeah. Does he sing about football at all?
Let's go to the phones.
Yes, he can't date during football season.
216-474-0092. Well, yeah, if he dates anybody, I mean, you see what's going on with his teammate and his girlfriend. Everybody rips him for it, so who the hell knows? Sean in Willowick, hello.
Morning, gentlemen.
Certified banger, quote-unquote, or not. Sean, what do
That's
you think?
Baby-making music right there.
There you go.
Valentine's Day.
I had a buddy who made me a mix called Sexy Mix, and he sent it to me. He went to FSU, and he sent it to me.
Nice. I don't know how you transition from that.
What were you going to say, Sean?
So, yeah, I love this new identity for the Cavs.
Oh, you do?
And I love the heel identity, and I think that's what we needed. And being a wrestling fan growing up and being from the 90s, you need a good heel turn every now and then, and you need something fresh, and I think that's what we need as a team. For the longest time, all the teams that we would lose against had that bully or had that person on the team that was that heel guy, and it was fun to hate that person. And we could go all the way back to the 90s with baseball teams as well. football teams, anything. There's always that one team that was the pinnacle or that team that you can never get past that had that heel. Right now, it was...
it's kind of like it's like when Rocky went to The Rock, if you remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it could be like when Rocky went, or when Rock and Hogan double heel turn.
Boom.
You never know. We need that. We need that persona. We need that mean mentality. We need that heel turn to happen in Cleveland, and I'm all for it.
Well, and you know for Sean, that what do inferior teams do when they are outmatched in a playoff series in the NBA? What do?
I don't know what they do.
They start fights. I mean, it's all the time. It's what teams try to do to LeBron, right? And those Cavalier teams, when they were clearly the best Eastern Conference. I mean, look at Kelly Olynyk. You will never forget that he was trying to rabble rouse. And you saw it last year, Mo Wagner. And I kind of think it worked. I think kind of lit a flame in Orlando, in those games in Orlando.
Yes, it did.
And we didn't really have a great response to that. There's no reason that series should have gone seven games last year. You know, that was another ridiculous series. That should not have gone seven.
Go back to the phones, Dave and Ashland. Ashland, Dave, you're next up on the Fan.
Great, thanks. Hey, I think if anything, we need to bring back, get Kendrick Perkins out of retirement.
Have you seen Kendrick Perkins lately?
Yes, he's still a huge man. But when they played Chicago in the series back in the day, and Chicago was hard fouling LeBron left and right, brought in Big Perk. He threw a couple elbows, and that stuff stopped.
I would rather get somebody more NBA ready.
not Perk right now.
Dave is reading right between the lines. I want him to. Now. Yes.
Maybe not Perk. Yeah. To say, but somebody like him with that attitude.
No, but here's what
I
great.
Like Dave. Dave gets it. Thank
not
you
only
for
that,
the call.
Perkish. Perk could come in right now, and he could, you know, body some guys around and then give three hot takes.
Nice.
While he's doing it.
And
while
mess
he's
up all their rosters, not even know who's trying to guard. He could do that.
On a side note,
yes.
Tyler on X, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says when Dion had a show years ago, there were multiple episodes when Shador wanted to do music and wasn't so much into football. He was 12, so he has been doing this for years.
We all wanted to do different things when we were 12. Yeah. I wanted to be a professional wrestler when I was 12. Told that story many times. I'll tell it again. I went to dinner. I told my dad I wanted to be a pro wrestler. He started laughing. I said, what are you laughing at? He goes, I can see it now. The road dog, Jesse James. The fat ass, Ken Carmen. The new age outlaws.
But it's not outlandish.
It's the truth I didn't want to hear. It's the truth I needed to hear from my old man.
Nathan Zagura wrestled at his age. You could still do it.
I'm not going to just have Jeff Jarrett. I'm not just going to have Jeff Jarrett put a guitar over my head. That ain't going to happen. I'm not ready to do that yet. Yeah, you want the Cavs to be tough. I know I want the Cavs to be tough. You want the Cavs to be tough. I want Shador Sanders to be a good quarterback. There's a lot of things we got to do in this segment.
Major Cap says losing at the end of the year last year to play Orlando, that went seven games. That was weak. So many weak moments last year.
And I don't know if they're remembering that as they get a little bit tougher, but this has been a weird stretch. Maybe they're bored.
Maybe they're bored by
the season and they're just mixed. I mean, that was a chance. When Darius Garland hits that shot, they haven't had many of those games. And the chances they've had, they've been one way or the other. I mean, they blew out Oklahoma City at home. They didn't blow out Oklahoma. They beat Oklahoma City at home. That was a fun time. Then they got blown out on the road by Oklahoma City. The Boston games have been a little bit up and down. It's not been the type of atmosphere that you would take in a regular season where there's a lot of games like that. You remember a few years ago when they played Memphis. And Memphis out of the Western Conference, thanks to Dillon Brooks, things got really ugly and really testy. You really haven't gotten that this season. So, yeah, maybe Darius Garland and the Cavaliers are either bored or they are trying to establish a tough identity.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so it's 7:45. How many people are just realizing today it is Valentine's Day?
70% of the men listening to us.
Do you think so?
Yes.
I got some flowers earlier in the week, but nothing big. We both have.
She got you
in.
Flowers?
No, I got her.
You got
flowers.
Her flowers. Oh, okay. You didn't get her flowers today?
No, I got them earlier because
we weren't going to have time.
I always feel like I'm making a perfunctory effort, Lima, on Valentine's Day. But also, you want fresh flowers, so it's like you go today.
True. The thing is, we're not getting any sunshine anytime soon either. So, you know, when you get them, it is diminishing returns, really, from moment one when it's like this. But I heard something. Owen was on a bit of a crusade, and he wanted to know whether or not this was going to be okay for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so I had planned to do just the traditional flowers, you know, maybe some chocolates, whatever. Yes. My wife mentioned to me that her favorite coffee cup that she takes to work with her, she had like a week off from work, and she left it there, and when she went back earlier this week, it was gone.
Those
and
bastards.
And that's how I generally do her gifts, and she will not realize she's dropping the hints, but she'll talk about something, and I'll immediately go, oh, that's disgusting, I hate it, and then go online and find it and buy it, right?
Yep.
So I'm like, I'm going to get this cup that and replace it. It's never going to be a deal. I looked online. It said a local, you know, big box store had it. They did not. I went to three different locations. I went to another place that was not part of that chain. They didn't have it, and talking on the phone with her, realized I wasn't going to find it, and she's just like, I go, look, I was looking for this thing to replace it for you. She goes, oh, okay. 2 minutes later, I get a text. It's a different color, the same brand of cup,
nice.
The Amazon link, and it said if you purchase it, it was enough money that if you purchased it now, it was going to be here within the next 12 hours.
Sensational.
And so I did that, and it arrived. I got the email this morning at 6:19 that it's at the front door. But I kind of feel like I'm going to be underwhelming because she not only did she tell me what she wanted, she did the work of all. But
she literally did
me,
the work.
Yes. But me spending the money.
You know what? Thought that counts, right? Come on. We gotta think about it in that way.
Okay, then.
And you have been more than generous over the years. I know some of the levels of which you have stepped up to the plate. Ken, not so much. They don't believe in that kind of thing over there in the Carmen household.
I got her a bird feeder this week.
Wow. That's right. And not just any bird feeder.
It was like an in-the-window bird feeder. Yes. And birds are going to be coming in.
So
if it's a cardinal, that means her grandma's going to be coming in through the window like...
Through the windows?
Yeah.
Through the walls?
That's how it works.
Yeah. Cardinal. Like in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Come through there like Slimer.
Now, the hummingbirds are pretty good about not running into the windows, but I can't vouch for the cardinals. I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, hummingbirds aren't old relatives that are dead.
Right.
Cardinals are supposed to be.
Some might say it's a cardinal sin.
My mom's going to come in and fart and do the point and then fly off.
That was her move. That was her patented move.
That's what Deb used to do. She used to do that thing where she like wink at you and squeeze like the gun and like rip one and then laugh about it.
I love the Carmen games.
What a woman.
So I'm with Owen here. I see no issues with what Owen pulled off. It can't be Taylor Swift tickets every year. Like, it's you got to be able.
This is a tough stretch, too, because we go from Christmas to this is, you know, you get a month and a half into Valentine's Day. Our anniversary is March 22nd.
Oh, man, it's like every month.
So it's hitting me again.
Nice. And then one of the birthdays.
Too many things.
So we can't be doing this every month.
You got Easter, too.
Mother's Day in May. I don't get her anything for Easter.
Imagine if you had...
I'd buy her a ham and say, pop her in for 7 hours. Let's go.
Okay, fair enough. That's true, yeah. Mother's Day is a... That's a fun one, I guess. Whatever.
It's just to make corporatized
that's why
America. This is what they do.
Guys, that's why you get married when you're dirt poor. Because when you're young and dirt poor, you can't afford gifts, and then it just stays that way throughout the rest of your
Right. The mistake for me and Sarah is we met later in life after we were both established.
In your careers.
Yeah.
You know, I had nothing. Liz had very little. She had more than me, and then that was the end of it. And we don't believe in gifts for the holidays. We don't even buy stuff like people like, we buy it for the house. No.
Now, what's the version like for somebody like Mitch? Like for women, they have Galentine's Day. They all promote that they're going out to dinner.
I just assume Mitch is going to be turning on the incognito tab today. And
maybe it's a pajama party later at night. I'll get together, watch some movies. What do guys do,
Peep
Mitch?
Show?
Like, are you going to be on the prowl like crazy? Because I feel like tonight...
He's cruising.
Tonight is a great night. We used to go to the warehouse district, and this was a night that you could pull. You had a vulnerable group of women that might be apt to give you more of a chance than you'd get on any other day of the year.
Tonight is the night where I go to the bar, pound about 8 Miller Lights, and get some ideas ready for tomorrow's show.
Whoa!
I like this plan. Mitch, I'm telling you.
Yo, Polecat, what you doing over there?
Yeah. It's getting colder, and the mic's getting hotter here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
You gotta go get drunk because you came up with that idea sober.
I think Mitch could use a night like tonight to his advantage. As long as your head's on a swivel, unless you don't put a full court press on, certainly late into a game. Tristan Thompson doesn't like that at all.
He don't like that.
I think you need to relax
Valentine's
a little bit.
Valentine's Day is probably a little odd for Tristan.
And you watch. You watch. I think you could get some numbers on a night like tonight. Just go to the right place, though. You can't. You got to make sure you're going to a place where they're going to be.
I don't know if the place that I'm going to will exactly be the stomping grounds.
Then you know what? Tonight you start there and then you migrate. You're in Lakewood.
Are you going to it?
Right, but I'm going further west. I can't say specifically, but I'm going further west.
Well,
Sandusky?
That's either your house
not
or my house.
Yeah, wait. The very
okay, Avon Lake.
Hold on. The very western edge of Lakewood is where you're going to want to be tonight.
Is it going to Miami Knights? They close that down, Mitch.
Not Miami Knights, no.
You'll look that one up.
Why aren't you going to tell us where you're going?
Yeah.
I'll tell you off air.
You're being weird about it.
Is it a nice place? Is it a dive bar?
No.
What is it?
It's a regular restaurant, yeah.
Write it in the chat.
Going to an Applebee's?
Yeah, hold on.
Where are you going to pick someone up? Right in the chat.
Deli?
He's got a pickup order. And he's got leftovers for tomorrow.
He's going to sit outside of Slimans and have a couple of tall boys. Oh, that's where you're going. You're going to a place in west of you.
Okay. Yes. There'll be some there.
Yeah. Not no.
There'll be a few.
Yeah. I wasn't planning on it. Yeah.
No.
There are better places over there.
You gotta go to a dive bar, man.
I will talk to my friends about it and see if we can change.
Oh, you've got friends going.
Yeah, you gotta go to a dive bar.
All guys, all dudes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but wait.
Yeah, Mitch. Yeah.
Are you gonna be overshadowed, or do you bring enough to the table?
Doesn't matter. You play
Mitch. You don't need to do anything. I will send you this clip to put in your phone.
That's right.
Well, the weather's getting colder and the mic's getting hotter
Mitch,
here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
You go up to her and say, do you like sports talk radio? Well, and then you play that clip.
Here's the deal. In 2025, I do think the first thing they do is they Google your name. The minute you give them the name, you say what you do, they Google it when they go to the bathroom. The
play-by-play voice of Tuscarawas County Sports.
Yeah.
So do you like what you're bringing to the table when it comes to a Google search of you?
It could be a lot worse.
You expunged those DUIs, right? Those are gone.
Hey, easy over there.
Well, yeah, you can't find those anymore.
Reckless speculation.
Jeez.
Just be careful out there. I'm just saying.
Do you lead with local radio voice or do you lead with umpire?
Strike three.
What do you do?
It's been a while. It's been a while since I've gone up to one in general. So I have to
a woman?
Yes.
One.
Oh, God, I'd love to.
What if this girl's like, right now, let's role play. Eject me from this game.
Gay. Enough of that.
I didn't like your balls and strikes.
I feel it'd be like that video of Wally Backman.
The mic's getting hotter.
Pick that bleep up, you piece of bleep. That's what I would think. Stop answering the phone and talk to us,
I think Mitch is going to have a Valentine's Day for the ages.
Mitch is getting nervous. That's why he's answering the phones right now, because he doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
Yell it out.
He thinks we're
get
gonna
off
put
the
out,
phone,
where,
Mitch!
He thinks we're going to put out where he's going tonight. This is a classier place. He's got to go to a diver. He's got to go to a dive bar.
Yeah.
You got to go to a dive bar,
The dive bar I used to go to in Tremont all the time. I'll just say it. Unpaid testimonial. Flying Monkey. That was a great Valentine's Day place.
Nice place.
We're going to Troy. He's got advice for Mitch.
Okay, go ahead.
Mitch, no Applebee's tonight. Don't go with the boys. You could do that before. Get down the flats. Hit up the Hustlers Club. Get the wing special.
Oh, boy.
And then do your thing. All right, that's it. Have a good one, fellas.
Troy, thank you very much. That was a nice sentiment. Very good. Speaking of lonely hearts, Daryl Ryder is going to join.
Where's he going to be tonight? At city council meeting. Hey, lot to choose from. There's like 30 of them.
Oh, Daryl.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.